Welcome to another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communication. Well into the summer now, and the Clan are building their team for the 2017-18 season. Hot on the heels of Craig Peacock's contract extension announced earlier this week, we turn our attention to player number two for the new season, and I'm pleased to give a huge welcome to number 21, Zach Sullivan, who joins me now. Zach, thanks for your time. Firstly, was it an easy decision to sign up for another year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, since I got there 3 years ago, the club's always been building on to bigger and better things. Gareth gave me the opportunity to come back again, and with the huge and amazing fan base that we've got now, it was a no-brainer, absolutely.
That kind of leads into my next question. What do you enjoy about playing for Brayhead Clan from your 3 years of experience?
It's definitely playing in Brayhead Arena with a sellout crowd and not being able to hear yourself think on the bench because the crowd's so loud. So definitely playing in front of our fans at home is the favourite thing.
Does it give you a bit of a rush as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes you want to go out. It makes you want to play better, and it really pushes you on to strive to play better as a team and perform for the fans that have turned up to watch.
Now, this will be your fourth season with the Clan, so you know you're only 22 years of age, but can we consider you an older head in the team now?
Well, hopefully I'm not the youngest guy on the team again this year. I always get my head down and just work hard at my thing and contribute to the team the way that I can. I'm not going to score 50 goals in a year, but you know I like to think I contribute to the team a little bit. So I do what I can, do what the coach asks me to do, and that's my role.
Speaking of goals, you got two last season. Where did they come from?
I don't know. Maybe they were a build up from not scoring all through the last 2 years.
Now, there's going to be change, not just in the locker room, but in the coaching side of things as well. Is that something you can look forward to as a player, the prospect of working with someone different?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, I don't know who it is right now, but whoever it is coming into a great setup. It will be good to push on for the silverware that we desperately want. It'll be good to work with someone new.
And of course, the league's going to be different as well. We've got three conferences, 12 teams all together. Craig Peacock told us the old Scottish conference and more games against the other teams outside the conference games are a good thing. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, nothing less. We're travelling to the closer teams more often, so that can only be good for us. We just got to take every game as it is, and you know there's no easy games anymore. There's like every team is can beat any team on a given night, so we've got to, just because we're in three conferences this year doesn't mean it's going to be a walkover or anything like that. So we've got to play every game how we know we can.
And we've seen from the teams and the signings they're making, it's going to be a really difficult challenge again next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Every team looks like it's improving again. Every team's going to be hard. Every game's going to be hard fought, and that's good. That can only be good for British ice hockey and the league. So
now we're a good bit away from the season starting as we speak, so we're no closer to knowing the makeup of the team. It's just yourself and Peaks as we talk. But from a personal point of view, are you excited for the new campaign, or is it too early to think that way?
There's rumblings that it's going to be a really good season this year, and I think everyone, Peaks, will agree with me that there's a feeling around the club that something good's going to happen this season. So, got to get myself in the gym and turn up in the best shape I can, and then we'll see how it goes.
Now, before we think business, what are your plans for the next few months as we head into the main summer months before we can think about the new season? What are you going to be up to?
Just a lot of golf and a lot of gym, I think.